Hi, I'm Dr. Tabitha, the gutsy gynecologist. I'm a triple board certified OBGYN and functional medicine physician. I've embraced the world of functional medicine and wellness through my own personal health journey, and I'm super excited to share my wisdom and unique perspective as it pertains to women's health. After caring for thousands of women, I've come to realize that your gut health determines your gyn health and your overall health. And it's a super gutsy thing for me to go against conventional gynecology practice to bring you the truth. No more Band-Aid medicine, ladies. We're talking root cause resolution on this show. So if you're struggling with hormone imbalance, weight gain, period issues, anxiety, insomnia, you name it, then you've come to the right place. And I want to be your gutsy gynecologist. So welcome. Welcome back. Oh my gosh, I keep getting so many questions about the Healthy Her program. You guys are reaching out to me. You're saying, I need help. Can you help me? I keep getting, you know, emails regarding a specific scenario or situation that you're going through. I'm 55, I'm menopausal, I'm struggling with bloating and sleep and energy, or I've had these procedures for fibroids or endometriosis. Can you help me? And I am here to tell you, we can help you for sure, no matter what you have going on. So really, functional gynecology is the idea that we're looking for the root cause of why you have hormone imbalances driving these different conditions like endometriosis, fibroids, premature menopause, estrogen dominance, all of these issues, they all start in the gut. I know it's, you know, not what your conventional gynecologist tells you. It's not what I was trained to think as a gynecologist. But once I left the conventional world and I went on to study functional medicine at the Cleveland Clinic, and I really embraced this idea of finding the root cause of what's happening, that's when I really understood your gut health determines your gyn health. And more importantly, you can take the hormones. You can do everything under the sun to try and fix your hormones, like take supplements. But if you aren't fixing what's driving that imbalance, the fix is going to be temporary. I see this all the time with women who are on bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. So say you go into early menopause or normal menopause or surgical menopause, and you get put on hormone replacement therapy. Number one, it's often not the correct combination or the correct dosages. No one is monitoring it, so that's an issue. But the bigger issue is that you aren't taking care of the root causes that are driving the dysfunction in the first place. And what I have found over, you know, taking care of thousands of women is that we need to evaluate the gut. We need to look for food sensitivity issues. We need to look at your 24-hour cortisol pattern and see how your adrenals are functioning. And we need to see, how is your thyroid responding to all of this? Is it downregulated? What's happening? Is it being attacked? And what is your blood sugar doing? So those are key critical areas that have to be addressed, and it has to all be addressed. So this is the other piece I see, is somebody will find someone to get help with their thyroid. They get their thyroid medications adjusted and everything, and on paper, it looks like you should feel so much better. And you might for a month or two, but then you backslide and you're right where you started because you're not addressing all the other symptoms. Just like the hormone replacement therapy. Or someone will say, I have been doing gut repair work with my functional doctor for 6 months or 8 months. I've been on all of these protocols for my gut. Yet I don't feel better. I'm not losing weight. I'm not moving the needle. And here's what's happening. I don't know if you remember the game Whack-A-Mole, but these little moles pop out of the holes at different times, and you have to whack them down with the hammer. And inevitably, when you whack one down, another one pops up. And literally, that is what's happening in your body. Your systems are all showing symptoms at different times. So your thyroid pops up, and then your adrenals, and then your gut. And your doctor is reactive, and he or she is whacking that mole, that system, with their hammer and trying to suppress it and get it under control. What happens is it affects the other systems, and the other systems all of a sudden are out of control. So you literally have to evaluate and treat all of the systems together at the same time. It's like you whack all the moles out. There's none that can keep popping up. They're all dead. And I also think about it like putting a puzzle together. You have to have all the pieces to see the complete picture. If you only have a few pieces here or there, you could be guessing like what the picture actually looks like and be totally wrong. So it's super important when you are really trying to shift your body and your health back to a state of homeostasis, optimization, and vitality, and get rid of disease and reverse autoimmune and all of these things, it's imperative to turn over all the pieces of the puzzle and to address them all. That way you can literally see what's going on. What's driving these causes? What are the root causes that are driving all of these issues? And so that is where the Healthy Her program came in. I've developed this over, you know, extended years of trying to play whack-a-mole and trying to address one system at a time. And, you know, I get patients who feel better for a little bit, or they make a couple steps forward, but then they go back. And I've really come to understand that you need to address all of the systems. You need to optimize the thyroid, but you need to remove the triggers that are driving the thyroid dysfunction. You need to get the adrenals back into balance. Otherwise, your blood sugar will never be in control. You need to heal the gut. Otherwise, your hormones will never be balanced. And they all play off of each other. So over time, I eventually figured out what tests do the majority of women need to really shift their health and make that transformation back to wellness. And I created the Healthy Her out of that. And so when I see women, or my providers see women at our team, we really encourage you to do the program, do the testing. Because if you evaluate your stool, and this is functional stool testing, this is not something you can get through conventional medicine. It evaluates your entire microbiome. It tells you exactly what bad bacteria are overgrown and to what extent. If you have yeast overgrowth, do you have parasites that are contributing to the problem? And then it looks at all your digestive functions. Are you making enough digestive enzymes to actually break your food up and get the vitamins and minerals from your food? What is your immune system doing at the gut lining? Is there an appropriate immune response? Is there enough immune guys to even mount an attack and protect you? Or are you vulnerable? Are you missing that piece? Do you have active leaky gut that we need to heal? Is gluten triggering all of this? And so we get so much amazing information from functional stool testing. And then we add food sensitivity testing in there. Some people poo-poo food sensitivity testing, and that is because they're not doing it correctly. The key to food sensitivity testing is we are looking to see what is triggering an immune response in your body. What is making your immune system angry and confused? And these food sensitivities don't develop most of the time because the food is inflammatory or your body doesn't like it. It's because you have leaky gut going on and you don't have protection at the borderline, things are getting into your bloodstream that shouldn't be, and your immune system is responding in an effort to protect you. So it's just confused and reactive because it's trying to protect you. So where I see women really get a shift, especially in their weight, like if you have weight loss resistance, you cannot lose that weight. It's because you're eating foods that are causing your immune system to react, and that's driving this inflammatory cascade all throughout your body. And an inflamed body will not drop weight. And so if you really want to shift, you have to remove those triggers while you're healing your gut. And the cool thing is that you can almost always reintroduce those foods, because once you no longer have leaky gut, once you're no longer reacting inappropriately by your immune system, those antibodies will go away. Those antibodies that were created against broccoli and almonds and cauliflower and salmon and whatever else you're reacting to, those antibodies will go away if you've avoided that trigger and healed your gut. And you can almost always reintroduce those foods and no longer have that response, no longer cause fatigue, headaches, eczema, acne, like whatever your symptom is, it's probably related to gut issues and food sensitivities. So that is like the needle mover. And then you add in, what are your adrenals doing? Because so many of us are having adrenal dysfunction in this day and age. And there's a lot of reasons for that. I talk about this on my podcast all the time, all the stress that we're under. And we don't think we're stressed because we're all doing it together. The environmental stressors from all the plastics and fragrances and toxins that we're putting on our body and in our body and inhaling and everything else. So many things are driving an adrenal dysfunction. And when that happens, that has a domino effect on your sex hormones. So if you have chronically elevated cortisol, it's going to affect your progesterone and your estrogen and your testosterone and your DHEA. Same thing if your cortisol is like bottomed out, you're not even producing it anymore, you're flatlined. That is really going to affect your mitochondria, all the little powerhouses inside your cells that make energy. And you don't want to get out of bed. You don't want to function. You can't tolerate exercise. So I love doing hormone testing with adrenal testing to evaluate not only what are these levels, because sometimes you can just get some basic blood levels, but how is your body handling them? How are they being metabolized and used in your body? That is the key. That's the important part. That's what drives potential increased risk of cancer and major dysfunctions, oxidative stress. So you can evaluate all of that with Dutch Plus testing. So if you really want to feel amazing and have a healthy, functioning body, stop playing the whack-a-mole game. Stop only looking at a few pieces of the puzzle here and there. Do the Healthy Her program, where we look at all of the pieces of the puzzle. And the cool thing is, I have you work one-on-one with the functional nutritionist who creates a food plan for you based on specifically what's happening in your body right now, because what you need from your diet changes, you know, according to what's happening in your life. So it's a temporary food plan while we heal your gut. And then we try and bring back in all those foods that you're missing after we heal your gut. You are working closely with the health coach. She's holding your hand through the whole process, checking in on you, helping you set goals and have accountability and create new habits, because your daily little habits, your daily patterns and choices really do dictate your overall health. I know that in conventional medicine, we want to blame one thing, or we want to have one quick pill, you know, to fix everything. And it's never that simple. It's very much multifactorial. And all of the tiny little choices you make throughout the day, from the foods that you eat or don't eat, to the way you move your body or don't move your body, to the thoughts that you think, to the relationships that you have, all of that drives either disease and dysfunction or health and vitality and wellness. And so the health coach is going to really help you shape the life that you want. And so you get a team. You have a whole team with the Healthy Her program. We evaluate you, you know, comprehensively. We create the plan. We walk you through step by step, and then the shifts happen. The weight comes off. The thyroid functions again. Your bowels are regular every day. They're formed. They're easy to pass. You're not alternating diarrhea, constipation. Some people don't even have that, but a lot of you do. A lot of you tell me you are bloated after you eat and you feel like you can never eat foods and things like that. Or you just have these chronic conditions that you cannot, you know, get rid of. All of that can shift if you do the Healthy Her program. So when you reach out to me and you say, here's my specific scenario, can you help? Yes, we can help. And when you really focus on the root causes that are affecting like 90%+ of women, you're going to see that shift. So your situation is not so crazy, you know, out of the ordinary. We can help you. If conventional gynecology or conventional medicine has failed you, they say they don't have any options, that's okay. That's why you're here. We have the options. So please consider doing the Healthy Her program. That is what you need. I promise. I have yet to meet a woman who doesn't need this program and who hasn't like thrived afterward. If you actually show up, you do the work, you're engaged, you're going to see that transformation. So I hope that was helpful. I get this probably 5-10 times a day. And so I was like, I just need to make a podcast about it because obviously everybody wants to know, how can, you know, Dr. Tabitha's team help you? How can we help you? We can definitely help you. You need to do the Healthy Her program. Schedule a call with my team. We'll get you all taken care of. It's such an easy process. Like literally, we just tell you exactly what you need to do. You don't have to keep researching and guessing and trying all these experimental things. We have done all of the research. We have done our due diligence, and we know what will help you move the needle. I hope that makes sense. Shoot me any more questions you have, but definitely consider doing the Healthy Her program. Invest in yourself. That is the best investment you will ever make. When I started investing in myself, that was my needle mover. That was my game changer. And I've never looked back. Like I will always bet on myself. I will always invest in myself because I know that I can trust myself. And I'm going to, you know, follow through and make it happen. And when you have a team that is holding you accountable and helping you do that, it's even so much easier. So awesome. We're here for you. I hope to see you in the Healthy Her program. Have an amazing kick-ass week, ladies.